Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to go ahead and remind you about my first mystery novel, Slime Incorporated. It is available as a paperback, an audiobook, or an ebook. It's a modern detective story, but with a lot of nods to classic detective fiction, as private investigator Cole Eustick investigates a case of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. The title is Slime Incorporated, and you can find it in all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks at store.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is August the 4th of 1948, and this one is Blackie Gives a Killer the Perfect Alibi.
Happy, Mary?
I am, Blackie. I'm young. The weather is wonderful, and so is the man I'm with. Aren't you happy? Blackie, I said, aren't you happy?
What?
I said, aren't you happy?
Oh, of course. Of course I am, Mary. Mm. See? Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, my friend, what is it? What's on your mind?
Nothing.
No body, either.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is somebody in my mind. There's been somebody following us for 2 blocks.
Huh? What? Where?
Don't turn around. Mm-hmm. Just stand right here till he catches up with us.
There is somebody coming. I can hear him.
I'm going to want to hear him explain what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And right now... Hey, buddy!
Well, I guess you mean me, don't you?
Good guess. What's the idea of following me?
Following you? With a gal like this one, what makes you think I was following you?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, she's kind of cute. Hey, sister, how about going out with a real guy?
Hey, take your hand off my face.
Don't be that way.
Set aside, Mary. There's a surprise coming, and here it comes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Go. Nice hitting, Blackie. Should I start counting for him?
Yes, that might be a very good...
I heard the lady call you Blackie. That must be Boston Blackie. Can you tell me the time?
The time? What for? You keeping a diary? Blackie, you knocked this guy down, and he wants to know the time.
Sure I do. And as for knocking me down... Blackie just did me the biggest favor anybody ever did for me in all my life.
Two cherries and a bell. Hey, Mike.
Huh?
This machine pays off. Something's the matter with it.
Machines, all the time machines. Leave it alone, will you? All the time machines.
What's the matter, Mike? That's our business, ain't it? Slot machines?
Sure, Tony, but machines, all the time machines. We buy them, we get people to put them in the stores, we collect on them. So let's forget about them when we're home, huh?
You know, Mike, I don't know whatever made me pick you for a brother.
What do you mean?
I think I'll go talk to the slot machines. At least with them, I don't get in any arguments.
So go, so leave me alone, so do anything you want. Who cares?
Hey. What are you listening for, Mike?
The car that just went by. Traveled awful fast.
Ain't you heard of them new cars? They can go real quick. 15 miles an hour,
shut up, will you? You know, a guy named Jack Davis don't like us.
Yeah.
You know, we cut in on some of his territory. You know, he travels in high-powered cars.
Sure. But this one went right past the house. Nobody could have gotten out of that machine without getting killed.
Machines, all the time machines. I think I... Hey, who's that?
It's me, Jack Davis. Hold it, you two.
Hey, Davis.
What?
Don't do nothing with that gun of yours till we do some talking.
Yeah, Davis, don't do nothing.
You fellas did plenty of talking. Too much. You talked a lot of people into going in on your side. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I'm going to do something about it.
Take it easy, Davis. You shoot us, they'll grab you sure. They know you got it in for us.
Well, what do you know about that? You kids ready to get it?
No, no, we ain't ready. How'd you get here, Davis? We didn't hear no car stop.
I know. Okay, boys, here it is.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, go!
All the crime machines.
Too bad you fellas won't be alive to hear Boston Blackie give me a perfect alibi for this job. This is Jackie.
Jackie? Well, did everything go all right?
What do you mean, all right? It went great.
Oh, well.
Blackie knocked me down just like I wanted him to. Looked at his watch just like I wanted him to, and I knocked off the Burroughs brothers just like I wanted to.
Oh, gee, Jackie, you're wonderful. You know, sometimes I think I'm the luckiest girl in the world to have a fellow like you. So wonderful.
You're not kidding.
You got no idea how it makes a girl
feel.
All right,
feel, all just right, all right. Hold it, will you, Blondie?
What'd you say?
Skip it. You know, I'd give a lot to get a look at Blackie's face when he knows I used him to alibi for me. What a sucker.
Yeah, what a sucker. Who, Jackie?
Boston Blackie.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody will ever be able to figure how I made 5 miles in 5 minutes without being in a car or a plane or nothing, and I'm in the clear on the Burroughs job.
The police can't get you for it, huh?
Not a chance.
Good.
I'll be back, Blondie. I'll see you in a couple of hours.
A couple of hours? Why a couple of hours?
I got a stop to make.
Where?
Police headquarters.
Oh.
The cops are going to be looking for me for killing the Burroughs brothers. And our police department is overworked enough as it is. So I'm going to stop down there and save them the trouble of finding me. Now, Faraday, why don't you stop acting like a movie cop and be sensible?
Sensible?
That's right.
How sensible you, Davis?
Oh, some people take pills for insomnia.
I'll take you apart in a minute.
Now, now, Inspector.
You deny that Mike and Tony Burroughs were enemies of yours?
Faraday, stop speaking so unkindly of the dead.
They're dead because you murdered them.
What time were they shot, Inspector?
Neighbors heard shots at 9:30 on the button.
You sent for Boston Blackie the way I asked you to.
He'll be here.
Blackie will tell you that at exactly 9:25, 5 minutes before the shooting, I was with him 5 miles away from the Burroughs house.
Good morning, Inspector.
Hello, Blackie. Come on in.
Thanks.
Frankie, you know this character?
Faraday, there are times when it's okay with me not to even know you.
I like you, too.
Who is this guy? Oh, sure, I remember him. I clipped him last night.
See what I mean, Inspector?
What time last night, Blackie?
It was exactly 9:25. I remember he asked me the time. It sounded rather strange, but after I clip somebody, I'm not responsible for what to say.
He slugged me at Elm Street in the concourse, right, Blackie?
That's right.
There you are.
What is all this?
It's an alibi for him. The Burroughs brothers were shot 5 miles from there, 5 minutes later.
No kidding.
This character here could have gotten there in 5 minutes, of course. But neighbors report no car stopping at the Burroughs place.
Ever hear of a glider, Inspector? Attached to an airplane, it's silent, you know.
I've heard of gliders. It would be better for me if I never heard of you.
Well, now, I wouldn't say
look,
that.
Look, there wasn't any glider used, dope. There'd have to be an airplane with it. There isn't a field anywhere around Elm and the concourse for a plane to take off. That goes for a helicopter, too.
I'm sorry, Faraday, but this guy's got something in his alibi. There's no doubt about that. And I'm what he's got.
Well, I guess I can go now.
Okay, but don't leave town.
Wait a minute.
What for?
Faraday, you said that neighbors report no car stopping at the Burroughs brothers' house. Mm-hmm. Did they report a car at all?
Yeah. About a minute before the shots were heard, a car came speeding along the street. But it didn't stop, and a guy can't jump out of a speeding car, if that's what you're thinking.
Without getting hurt, you mean, Inspector?
Don't tell me what I mean. I told you to get out of here.
Okay, okay, I'm going. So long, friend. I won't be seeing you.
I don't know about that. If I can prove you knocked off those two guys, I'll be knocking on your door.
Pay a little attention to your girlfriend.
Who's that?
Who's that? Why, it's me, of course. The idea of asking who's that. I could smash you sometimes for talking to me like that. The only thing that stopped
me
is because...
Oh, Blondie, whoa, hold it, hold it. Gets me is that a girl like you who thinks so slow can talk so fast.
Oh, it's easy. All you have to do is... Oh, think slow.
You do, Blondie.
I do, huh?
You're cute, you're pretty, you got a good figure. You could get a whistle from a guy sucking a lemon. But upstairs here... No brains.
Oh, no? Well, let me tell you that if it's a brainy game you want, why don't you start going out with a librarian or school teacher or something? Brains. Who needs brains? All I need is...
Blondie, I go for you, that's all.
Okay, then. So long as you apologize.
Well, Blondie, how'd you like the job I did on the Burroughs boys last night?
Oh, it was okay, I guess. Two shots, two stiffs. That's par for the course, ain't it?
Two holes and two, Blondie.
Uh-huh.
Two holes and two. I knocked them off. I take over my old territory again. My alibi's got to stand up. I'm in the clear.
You're pretty smart, Jackie.
Sure.
So what's the use of both of us being clever? You'll be smart, I'll be beautiful. That ain't a bad combination.
It wouldn't be if you were beautiful, baby.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm thinking very serious. Who ain't beautiful? I'll bounce a lamp right over your head.
All right, honey, all right. Take it easy. You're gorgeous. You're sensational. You're terrific. But you'll improve.
Okay. As long as you apologize.
What?
Now what's bothering you?
Oh, I almost forgot something. You're distracting me, baby. I almost overlooked something.
What?
A friend of mine who did me a favor so I could get over to the Burroughs house.
What's the matter? Didn't you say thanks? What manners you got, Jackie? You know, sometimes...
It isn't a matter of thanking him, Blondie. It's a matter of paying him off.
Hey, put that gun away.
Don't worry, baby. This has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
I'm going to need it to pay off that friend I was telling you about.
You going to pay him off with a gun?
Sure. If he starts talking, my alibi is shot.
It sure is.
I'm going to make sure he doesn't talk. I'm going to pay him off and get a receipt, too. Only I'm going to leave the receipt inside of him.
Headquarters, Matthews.
Matthews, this is Donovan, 23rd Precinct.
Yeah, Donovan.
I...
Take your time. Get your breath back and then let's have it.
I just found the body, Matthews.
Lucky you.
Huh?
What's the story?
I don't know any story. All marks of identification have been removed. The guy's been shot and his body thrown in an empty lot.
Whereabouts?
23rd and Lyons Avenue.
Okay. I'll put it on the police radio and get down there right away with Inspector Faraday.
Yeah.
Stick around, Donovan.
If
we gotta work, you'll have to put in some extra time, too.
I'll be here.
Another killing.
Yeah.
As if we didn't have enough to do.
That's right.
It's murder, that's what it is.
There's the spot, Inspector Faraday. The place where that crowd is.
I've got imagination enough to know that, Matthews. The cop on the beat found the body, huh? Any idea who it is?
No.
You're a big help. One bullet in him, is that right?
That's what the report says.
I'll check this myself in a minute. Cut that siren.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that Blackie over there in the crowd?
What's he doing here? Well, I don't know, Inspector, but he has a shortwave radio in his car. Yeah, maybe he heard the report of the murder when it was broadcast.
He's all I need on the case.
Yeah, so I've heard.
What?
Nothing, Inspector, nothing at all. Wait for me, I'm getting out.
Hey, wait there.
It's Blackie, all right.
Wait there for me, I'm on the way, pal.
I wish you were. Matthews, go on over to the bunny, see what you can find out. I'll talk to Blackie.
Right, Inspector, I'll do it.
Hi, Blackie.
Hi, Matthews. Please. Hello, Inspector.
Well?
Well, I just got finished looking at the body of the murdered man, Inspector.
Yeah.
You should have seen his hands, deep calluses on the fingers, and a callus on the inside of each thumb.
So what?
So what? So it explains why he was murdered, who he was, and how that Jack Davis character was able to travel 5 miles in 5 minutes without using an automobile. Wait a minute, Mary.
Okay.
The man's back on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Yes, I'm still here. Oh, what was his name again? Alfred Letourneur? How fast did he go? Yes, I have it. 108.9 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I thought, yeah. Well, thanks. Thank you very much. Bye.
You got it for you, Will.
It's exactly what I thought, Mary.
It is. Well, you can't prove it by me.
I'll explain it all to you later. Right now, I'm going to find this Jack Davis that Faraday had in his office. I'm going to take care of that character. The one who insulted you and my intelligence.
I'm reading all about you and what you did, Jackie.
Oh, Blondie, for...
Gee, you sure were great knocking off this other guy right after you killed the Burroughs brothers. Why, I'm so proud of you, I could almost buzz. That's what I could do, almost buzz.
How about shutting up for a while, Blondie?
Okay. Jackie.
What?
I want a mink cape. I saw one today I want.
Later.
No, I want it now. A mink cape, Jackie. And you're going to get it for me, aren't you, Jackie?
Yeah, sure. Anything, only not now.
Jackie.
What?
I don't like how you said that. I want the cape. It'd be such a good idea if you got it for me.
What's that?
Well, I didn't say anything important. Just that it would be such a good idea if you got it for me.
Oh. And I thought you were stupid.
Oh, I am, but even stupid people get cold, and a mink cape could be so, No. Keep away from me, Jackie.
I don't like the ideas going through that little head of yours. I'm going to change
something. No, you're not. I'm sorry. No, don't come after me, Jackie. I'll be cold without the mink, but it's okay. Only don't come after me.
I got to teach you ideas like you just got ain't healthy.
You keep away from me or I'll throw
this. You wouldn't dare. You haven't got the nerve. You did have the nerve, didn't you? You missed me, kid, but after I get through with you, nobody's going to miss you.
I'm going to get out of here.
Try it. I'm between you and the door. Don't throw that chair.
I'll
show
you. He was going to kill me. How could he want to kill me? I'm getting out of here now.
Those are pictures of all the most important guys in that type of sport, Blackie.
I see.
Find anybody you know?
Not yet, Joe. But you've been very kind, and I think you'll be very helpful.
What are you working on? Anything I know?
Right now, I'm trying to identify the man who was murdered right after the Burroughs brothers were killed.
Oh, him.
What do you mean, oh, him?
Well, Inspector Faraday of the Homicide Department was up here to find out the same thing, Blackie. He picked out a picture.
Faraday came up to the sports department of this newspaper?
Well, certainly. Why are you so surprised?
The inspector's working very fast these days.
He is, huh?
Say, what happened to the picture he picked out?
He took it with him. I don't even remember whose picture it was, but Faraday seemed very happy.
Apparently, the inspector knows the identity of the second dead man and is working on that angle.
I see.
Well, I'm going to do this the hard way, then.
Hard way, huh?
I thought I could find Jack Davis and confront him with a statement that I knew who the dead man was, but now, apparently, I can't.
Is that good or bad?
Ask me an hour from now. Say, I ought to take you along, Joe.
On a murder case, Blackie?
Why not?
Oh, I'm a newspaper man, sure, but I'm in the sports department.
Believe me, Joe. Getting Jack Davis to talk is going to be a lot of sport to me.
They sure go awful fast, don't they, Inspector Faraday?
Matthews, they're racing cars.
Yeah.
You know, racing. That means they're supposed to go fast.
Oh.
Here's our man now, that number 8. I got an idea I'm on the right track. Especially when I got this photograph from that sports editor. It's the dead guy, all right.
And he was a racing driver?
Yep. Here comes that number 8.
Which one of you guys is Inspector Faraday?
I am.
I'm Al Frank. My mechanic flashed me a sign of stuff over here. What's up?
You recognize the guy in this picture by any chance?
Let's take a look. Sure, it's Murtaugh.
Murtaugh?
Yeah, I drove against him lots of times.
Well, Inspector, at least we got the dead man identified.
I knew who he was when I saw the picture, Matthews. I'm just checking to make sure. Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll walk back with you to your car.
Okay.
Wait here, Matthews, huh?
What's the matter, Inspector? Don't you think I'm old enough to listen?
You're old enough, Matthews. But I don't think you're smart enough to know what the answer to my question is going to mean to me, to Jack Davis, and to Boston Blackie. Who isn't quite as smart as he likes to think.
Downstairs in the lobby, Jackie.
What?
Yeah, and I want to come back to you.
You're
I'm sorry
well.
About what I said. Gee, maybe I should have let you beat me up, but please let me come back. Please, Jackie, let me come back.
Wait a minute. Somebody's at the door, Blondie. Call me back later.
Okay.
Go along. Wait a minute. I'm coming.
Hello, Davis.
Well, if it isn't Boston Blackie.
If it isn't, I'm the one who's surprised. Okay, if I come in. Thank you. Nice place you have here.
I'll send you the address of my interior decorator.
Beautiful blue drapes, scatter rugs to match, grand piano. You're going to miss this little place when you go to jail.
Who says I'm going?
I do. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
You purposely insulted my girlfriend, Mary Wesley, the other night at exactly 9:25 so that I would swear you were 5 miles away from the Burroughs brothers, who were killed at 9:30.
Go on.
You hired a friend of yours, a fellow named Danny Murtock, to drive his car in front of you, and you made the 5 miles to the Burroughs place in less than 5 minutes.
What did I do, run all the way? You know, the neighbors say that no car stopped on that street at the time of the killing.
You rode a bicycle, Davis.
Very funny.
I found out you used to be a professional bike racer. You know, bicycles can go much faster than people think.
Oh, they can, huh?
You know they can. In fact, a Frenchman named Alfred Latourneur once rode about 108 miles an hour on a bicycle. That's almost 2 miles a minute.
Well, what do you know?
You rode a bicycle in back of Murdoch's car. That's how you got to the Burroughs place so quickly without being heard by anybody. But you had to kill Murdoch. And when I saw the peculiar calluses on his hands, I figured he was a racing car driver and was able to put the pieces together.
Somebody's going to have to do the same thing for you, Blackie, if they can find all the pieces.
Oh, yes. And now I'll take that gun.
No,
don't mind.
Don't.
Come. Come on. Crazy. Get on your feet. Come on, get up.
Okay, Blackie, but don't...
Don't say a word and don't move. I'll get the door.
Blackie, it's me, Blondie.
It is? Well, what do you know? Come right in, Blondie.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, I'm just a fellow who's...
Close the door. Quick, Blondie. Okay. What a sucker this Blackie was. Taking his eyes off me to look at you was a cinch to crack this lamp over his skull. Come on, you and I are getting out the back way.
But I just got here.
Look, like I tell you. Get moving before Blackie wakes up.
Okay.
Wait a second.
What?
Got something on my mind, my gun. I'm going to take it and use it on him. Since he's out cold.
No, you don't.
Blackie, hang out.
Don't remind me. He will be in a minute, though.
There. Now, Davis. This is more like it. Well, Blondie, I hope you like your boyfriend's ice cold. Because that's what Jack Davis is right now.
Yeah.
Supposing you...
Open up! Open up in there! This is the law! Open up, I said!
Well, if it is my friend Faraday. Hold it, Faraday!
Is that you, Blackie? What are you doing? What are you doing in there?
Grabbing Davis for you, Inspector. There he is. And this is his girlfriend.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Okay, so you got Davis. But you don't know how Davis could get to the Bowers brothers' place 5 minutes after you knocked them down.
Certainly. I told you that I knew when we found Murtock murdered. And I also know you were pretty close to grabbing Davis because of his little trick with a motor-paced bicycle. But Faraday,
yeah.
I got on my bicycle and I got here first. Happy, Mary?
Well, why not? I'm young, Blackie. The night is wonderful, and so's the man I'm with.
That phrase sounds faintly familiar.
Oh, don't mind me. I say things like that all the time. There are one or two things about that case I'd like to know, Blackie.
All you have to do is ask, fair lady.
Thank you. First of all, why did Jack Davis pick you, of all people, as an alibi?
Oh, he was being cute. Oh. Knew Faraday would take my word for the time I slugged him.
Oh, okay, that's answered. Now about this.
What?
I know, and believe me, it surprised me to find it out. He could travel the 5 miles in 5 minutes on a bicycle if there were a car in front of him.
That's right.
But
the car created a partial vacuum, and he rode his bicycle in it. And I think I know what you're going to ask next.
Mm-hmm, you generally do.
You want to know how Davis would be sure that no other car would pass the street that the Burroughs brothers lived on and stop, right?
You're just psychic, that's all.
Well, Davis' confession explains that.
Oh?
It seems that the Burroughs boys live in a very quiet street. Be far out of the way, which is understandable, of course, in view of their racket activities.
Oh, and Davis took a chance that no car would pass there and stop in the 5 minute period he needed for his alibi.
That's right.
He should have known better than to fool with you, Blackie.
Let that be a lesson for you.
Oh, I will. I just thought of something.
And what's that?
Oh, when you figured out exactly what happened after you knocked Davis down, wouldn't you say that was a bye-bye alibi?
Oh, Mary. Oh,
happens in next week's Boston Blackie Adventure.
It's too late now to do anything. Find whoever really killed my wife. I've been hoping Boston Blackie would find out. Promised me I would when I wrote to him, but... Oh, what's the use?
Blackie's still working on your case?
Yeah, so he said. Only it's a little late for him to be doing anything about it now.
Don't say that. It's only 8 o'clock. You're not scheduled to go till 11. A lot can happen in 3 hours.
Can it?
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Only I can't help thinking what's going to happen in 3 hours. To me.
Welcome back. Well, if there are any cycling experts on the program, you can kind of address the practicality of this particular plan and whether it would actually work. I did check, and as far as it went in terms of the record, they were correct. That record has been broken several times. The latest time was in September of 2018 when Denise Mueller Kornick, I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly, set a new overall speed record of 183.93 miles per hour. So speed-wise, it's plausible, but I don't know. Seems like there would be a lot of factors involved. Anybody who's more of an expert on this in the audience, I would love to hear your opinion on how this is portrayed and what the potential problems might be with it. From my perspective, it seems you'd have to be, you know, one of the top bicyclists in the world to pull this off. You couldn't just be any guy who happened to know a race car driver or had done some bicycling. And to be in that type of shape and condition, you're just not likely to be running a criminal organization. So my gut says it's not practical, but I'd always like to hear more opinions on it. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. And this one comes from Denise. Denise writes, regarding the question concerning champagne velvet being smew or smoo, is it possible that the CV ads in the Boston Blackie episodes are from later than the original air date? Schmew was big in pop culture from 1948 through the 50s into the 60s. It originated from a character in the comic Lil Abner, whose only purpose was to bring happiness to the others and was about tasting the best tasting thing ever. The term showed up in songs and literature. For example, Larry Niven's story about Bandersnatch described them as schmew because of how irresistible they tasted. When I heard the ads in your podcast, I just assumed it was an ad campaign that had picked up on this pop culture fad. However, your explanation makes sense as well, given that the other CV ad campaigns described the beer as smooth as velvet. Until I heard the listener question, I had not bothered to check the dates. If those schmew ads were from the original air date, they would have started before the fictional schmew was introduced to the comic strip in 1948, and the term image exploded in pop culture, which, interestingly enough, would add another possibility to discussion of the etymology of the term, since the name may have simply come from Cap hearing the slurred term in CB radio ads, rather than the assumed origin from Yiddish slang. Well, good question, Denise, and an interesting note here. The truth is, we don't actually know when these particular recordings are from, when we say first air date. We're just talking about when the actual episode was aired and made public. You can't really determine, you know, unless you know when specific ads were run in specific markets, with a series like Boston Blackie, because it was syndicated, first run syndication essentially throughout, the country. So this could have aired any time from 1948 up to the early 1960s. So it's certainly possible that Lil Abner may have influenced it. She continues on a side note, I've never tried CV beer since I don't drink beer, but it was made for a while in my hometown and was very popular in Indiana and neighboring states back in the 40s and 50s. It had been out of production for decades, but interested listeners can find it again since a craft brewery out of Bloomington, Indiana started making it in 2016 after they acquired the recipe. Thanks, as always, for making these shows available and the insights you provide in your commentary. Well, thanks so much, Denise. And we do have a review on the iTunes store. This one is a 3-star review from JWit9107. And they write, very disappointed that Bill Cosby doesn't talk enough in podcasts. What? Either they reviewed the wrong podcast, or that is the most interesting guess at what my accent is. But on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon of the day. Thank you so much to Joseph. Joseph has been one of our Patreon supporters since November, and he's currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Joseph, and we will be back tomorrow with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.